Historian Daniel J. Boorstin, the former Librarian of Congress, died yesterday. He was 89 years old. Boorstin was noted for his books on American political and social history. He received the Pulitzer Prize in 1974 for The Americans, The Democratic Experience. Fellow historian David McCullough spoke with us about his friend and colleague.
He was a university unto himself. He was everything. He was a lawyer. He was a learned professor, he was Librarian of Congress, and he was the author of innumerable books, a one-man omnibus, and a great thinker, and a wonderful companion. But you had to be on your toes when you were with Dan, because he was so quick, he was so bright, he was so funny, and he knew so much, and he loved to catch you saying something banal or irresponsible or whatever.
His humor comes across in some of the quotations that are attributed to him. There's one that says, "Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some hire public relations officers."
Yes.
He seemed to be obsessed with this idea of celebrity. And in terms of the electronic age, where we get a new celebrity every day, he thought that the electronic media was actually changing the historical process. He coined the term, if I'm not mistaken, pseudo-events. What did he mean by that?
Well, he also said, talked for the first time, as far as I know, before anyone, about people being famous for being famous. And that was a whole new idea. And our obsession with celebrity is exactly what he was predicting and concerned about. And that show business, in all of its variety and sometimes vulgarity, was going to dominate the whole culture. But he was a bit of an iconoclast. He loved to prick balloons and send up smoke signals and stir people's minds and imaginations. A lot of what he was doing because he was having fun doing it. There was a bit of the pixie about him, and particularly if he could run against the tide of conventional wisdom.
You spent time with him. You knew him personally. Did he try to keep you on your toes? What kind of man was he?
He was good company. I'll just tell you one very small incident. One night, the Boorstins and the McCulloughs were in Williamsburg, Virginia, and there was a snowstorm, really a blizzard. And that night, Dan and I decided to take a long walk down the main street of the old Williamsburg. And at that point, the little taverns and so forth were just closing, and of course there were no cars. They're not allowed in Williamsburg, and nobody much out except a few people who were leaving their jobs at the taverns or restaurants, who were all dressed in period costume. And of course snow and night obliterate the fine lines of the present or the sense of time even. And to walk down that street with Dan talking about 18th century America in that scene was almost an out-of-body experience. Certainly it was as if we were in a time machine. We were in the 18th century for about 15 minutes, it seemed to me, or more. And I considered that chance, that privilege of being with him at that particular moment in that place, one of the most memorable interludes I know.
Historian David McCullough talking about his friend and colleague Daniel Boorstin. Daniel Boorstin died Saturday at the age of 89. Boorstin served as the Librarian of Congress from 1975 to 1987. He received the Pulitzer Prize for History in 1974 for The Americans, The Democratic Experience.